Okay, today Hashem, we're going to learn Perek Tes Mishnah Yud of Maseches Gittin, and this is the last Mishnah of Maseches Gittin, and we will also start Maseches Kiddushin. So many of you have pointed out that the very last Mishnah of Maseches Gittin probably should have been the first Mishnah, because it tells you what are grounds for divorce. So Beishami says, you're only allowed to divorce a wife if she does something that's a Dvareva, she commits adultery. Because that's what the Pasuk says, what the Pasuk describes. A get. So the lashon of the pasuk is ki yikach hashisho va'alav. A man gets married. Vayim lo simtzachin to a woman. Vayim lo simtzachin be'inav. And they're not getting along with each other. Why? Ki matzava ervas davar. And therefore, v'kasav lo sefer krisos nasim biyadav v'shilchami be'sav. That he writes the sefer krisos and he gives it to her and then he sends her out. So it sounds like it's gotta be matzava ervas davar. U'be'sav l'amra filu k'ticha tafshilo. Nah, even if she just burnt his food. Shenemar ki matzava ervas davar. Because it says, matzava ervas davar. That the speaking of two different things, that it's kimatzaba, that's one, and ervas davar is two. So either one of those things, anything he found in her plus ervas davar, are good enough reasons. And then Rabbi Akiva Omer afilu matzacher is na'im and hashnem revayim lo simtzachin be'inav, that even if he just finds another woman who he finds more attractive, because it says revayim lo simtzachin be'inav. So let's review this Mishnah now before we move on to the next Masechta. So in this Mishnah we learn three shitos about what are criteria for divorce. Beishamai shita is that it has to be that she committed arayos. Beisil shita is that it has to be even if she just burnt his food. And Rabbi Akiva says even if she did nothing wrong, he just happened to find a prettier wife. That would also be enough. If he found another woman that he thinks is more attractive to him, that would have been enough as well. So now, Be'ez Hashem, we move on to Maseches Kiddushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Isha Nikveis B'Shalosh Drachim. There are three ways that one could be Mekadish Nisha, V'Kones Asma B'Shtei Drachim. There are two ways to undo a marriage. Nikneis because of Bishar B'Biyah. The way to make a marriage happen is by giving her Kesef, which has to be, we'll see soon, has to be Yishav Pruta, or according to Beishamai, more than that, or he gives her a shtar that says Arayim Kadeshesli, or he does Biyah with her and says Arayim Kadeshesli. So B'Kesef, when you're doing Kiddushin Kesef, Beishamai or B'Dinar B'Shav B'Dinar, he's got to give at least a dinar. A dinar is a coin that's made out of silver. But he only has to give a pruta, which is made out of copper, it's cheaper. V'kamehi pruta, how much is a pruta worth? Echad mishvana be'isar ha'italki. It's 1/8 of an isar ha'italki. And isar was also a silver coin. V'konas atzma beget b'misa sabal. The way to undo a marriage is if she receives a get, or if the husband drops dead. So that's how she gets out of the marriage. Ha'yivama, if her husband died and didn't have any children, has a brother, so nikneis b'bia. The only way to make that yibum work is through bia. And the way to undo the marriage of the zika of the yibum is with either chalitza or the yavam dropping dead. So let's review Mishnah Aleph over here. There are three ways to do kiddushin: kesef, shtar, and bia. Machlok is how much money. Beishamai says dinar. Beisil says pruta, and which happens to be 1/8 of an isra yitalki. And there are two ways for her to get unmarried: either get or the husband dying. One way for a yavam to be nikneis bi yibum, and that's with bia. And two ways for her to avoid having to do yibum, and that is either chalitza or the yavam dropping dead. But Shem tomorrow we'll pick up with kiddushin Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis.